the air conditioner just came on here, but don't begrudge me that, will you? I know it's got a little bit of a hum in the background that wasn't here yesterday. It's all a timing thing. I can't help it. Don't begrudge me that. It gets hot here in South Florida, even in October, which I love. I love the heat. You know, speaking of fire, sulfur, brimstone, whatnot. Oh, yeah. Bring the action. Hello, everyone. Martin Zenner. Got to remind you, first of all, well, look, I'm wearing a white shirt. I know. Where's Travis going to put the title? Maybe he already put it somewhere. I don't know. Where am I in the thing? Is he over there? Is it going to be there? Was it there? I don't know. That's Travis's department. And I thank Travis Penner. Isn't this a miraculous thing? Travis Penner's up there near Vancouver, British Columbia. And in the way northwest part of the U.S., actually it's the southwest part of Canada. And I'm way down here, as far away as you can get from that place, probably on the North American continent. I'm in South Florida, way down near the tip there. And yet we have this miraculous communication, and he's putting these titles on the show, putting the music on the audio for you, and making things look really nice and neat. Thank you again, Travis Penner, and thank my sister Kelly Stokey in beautiful downtown Canton, Ohio, for selecting the photograph and putting the email together. A lot more things she does behind the scenes that I don't even know. Maybe I should call her and thank her. Yeah, I think I'll do that today. So, and thank you for these fellow workers, fellow laborers in the Evangel of Christ. Don't forget this weekend, Birmingham, Alabama. That would be Saturday, the 24th of October, this Saturday, at the home of Laura Johnston. Call her. No, don't call her. She doesn't want you to call her. No, she might, but she gave me her email address, not her telephone number. So her email address is whizchick62@yahoo.com. whizchic62@yahoo.com. It is not too late to meet me in Birmingham. And listen to what I'm going to do for you. Listen to what I want to do for you. If you come to Birmingham, we're going to go to a little place called Dreamland, and you will get the best barbecued ribs on the planet, because this is the South, and these people know barbecue ribs. Dreamland, look it up in Birmingham. We're all going to go to Dreamland. I insist on it that we go. If anybody else has any other plans, I will scuttle those plans. We're going to Dreamland, so you don't want to miss out on this. So the sixth trumpet is the second woe. There's another woe coming. I know, like, whoa. This is a bad one. Now, the spirit world, look at this. The spirit world is mobilizing an army. You remember we talked about armaments? You remember, and the U.S. is the number one supplier of armaments. And when I say to the world, when I say armament, well, when I say U.S., I might as well be saying the beast. Because it won't be the U.S. anymore per se. It'll still be the same landmass. It'll be Western Europe and America. But the United States, as I discussed last week, will be lowered and leveled. And there will be a United Nations. There will be a United Nations? There is a United Nations. But it won't be the CF that it is now. It's going to be better organized. And this cache of arms that the West has is nothing compared to the weapons being prepared by the spirit world to do battle with humanity. And I wonder who's going to win. I wonder whose toys are better. I wonder whose instruments of destruction are better. And we laugh when we see horses, or as what John describes as horses. But these are not like any horses you've ever seen. Heads of lions out of their mouths are issuing fire, fumes, and sulfur. Now, these are not like any horses we know. But when these come, and so you laugh away. I know there are not many scoffers listening to me, because you are loyal listeners, and you understand that we're taking God at his word, no matter how crazy it sounds, like Noah's Ark. Come on, tell me another one. Yeah, well, it happened. Jesus Christ himself referenced Noah, treated him as an historical figure. What do you know? And Jesus Christ's lineage can be traced to Adam. How silly is that, to make the first human fully grown out of the soil? And yet, that's exactly what happened. So we see horses being prepared for battle, and the spirit world is mobilizing an army that will make all of humanity's guns and battleships and submarines and airplanes and nuclear bombs so much of a pile of junk. Because as technologically savvy as we think we are no match for even the foolishness of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than the wisdom of men. And God could bring out some giant metal weapon that has a symbol on it that's even more scary than the nuclear symbol. And it could be this epic thing. But instead, he uses horses. He uses horses. Because it's foolish. And people look at this and they say, oh, this is foolish, so it must not really be like horses. You don't understand yet that God's stupidity is wiser than the wisdom of men, and God's weakness is stronger than the strength of men. And there is no weapon existent today that has come from the factories of mankind that will be able to withstand the 200 million cavalry that rise from the abyss to kill a third of humanity. And the weak point of all human preparations for war is that they're ignorant of the capabilities of their enemies, the capabilities and the plans of their enemies. Because everybody has a secret weapon. Like in World War II, we had the atom bomb. That was our secret weapon. And our enemies didn't know that. So they go, oh, we'll do what we want. Anyway. There are today four messengers, or angels, if you like, who have been made ready for the destruction of the third of humanity, and there is not an armament or a weapon on earth that is equipped to deal with them. And again, it's remarkable because the method of God's warfare is today obsolete. A cavalry? Really? We're going back to a John Wayne movie here? Yes, we are. Yes, we are. And no one would consider a herd of horses to be much of a problem. We would simply, it would be like Pickett's charge during the Civil War. Here comes Pickett's soldiers. They're running across the battlefield, and opposing forces are set up with their cannons, and kaboom, there go Pickett's forces. Easy. But again, humanity will underestimate God's capabilities. They always do. They mock God, they make fun of God, and they underestimate his capabilities. No. Exhibit A would be the cross of Christ. It's only going to save 5% of humanity, according to the brain children, according to the geniuses of Christianity. So, I left off several weeks ago telling you how striking it is that there are four messengers released. And we know that Earth is given jurisdiction. This is interesting too, that four is the number of Earth. Yes, it is. Four is the number of Earth. Four points of the compass, the four seasons, the four parts of the day. Morning, evening, noon, and night. Four times of day. And four is also the number of religions on the planet. And what we're about to witness is in the unveiling, in chapter 9, is the last act of judgment before the return of Christ. And that last act of judgment is to rid the world of its religions. The earlier trumpets from the earlier messengers wreaked havoc on the land, the sky, the seas. This kills humanity. Now I'm going to quote from the book, The Unveiling of Jesus Christ by A.E. Nuck. Their number, that is the number of the messengers, seems to suggest that mankind is divided into four divisions, with one messenger over each. This, coupled with the introduction of the golden altar, which is spiritual, is the key to their particular part in the judgments of the end time. And now here is the sentence, and the paragraph, I should say, that set me off on the four beast rabbit trail. Quote, "There are only four great religions in the world, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, and Christianity. For each, there is a messenger of destruction being prepared. For each religion, there is today, beneath the river Euphrates, which was the site of the world capitals, and the attempt of humanity with the Tower of Babel to ascend to the heavens, to become as gods, which was the original lie of Satan. You shall become as gods. And today people are still trying to become as gods with different methods. They're not building towers anymore, but they're putting steeples on their churches to reach to the heavens. And they're worshiping spirit beings from the heavens. And I'm telling you ahead of time that the doom of each religion has been decreed. It's been decreed, decided upon ahead of time. I, Martin Zender, am predicting the future. But am I? No, I'm not even predicting it. I'm telling you what's going to happen because I'm intelligently, by the grace of God, interpreting this scroll. This unveiling of Jesus Christ. Not a mystery, not a puzzle. It's the unveiling of Jesus Christ. And the world is divided. The earth is divided into four parts. And it's divided into four parts religiously, spiritually, pseudo-spiritually. Well, it's not pseudo-spiritually. It's evil spiritually. And these are four religions. And each religion has a messenger that is being prepared for its particular destruction. These religions are different, as we discussed. And each one is going to suffer a particular destruction. The doom of each has been decreed. And it only awaits the destined moment. And there is a destined moment. Because as we read, is in accord with the hour, the day, the month, and the year. Every religion on earth, all four of them are on borrowed time. Christianity is on borrowed time. This is why I keep telling you to get out of it, because it's on borrowed time. It is going down. If you're in the Christian religion, you're on the Titanic, and the iceberg is ahead, only this is going to be a far worse death than freezing in the North Atlantic. If anyone within the sound of my voice is still involved in this religion, thinking it's an innocent pastime, I just want to be with my friends, I want a fellowship, you don't understand what is about to happen to it. Let this be the warning call. And I'm just a messenger. I didn't invent this. I'm passing it on. And I will say this frequently, that your rescue from the coming indignation is not a church. It's not a worship service. It's the gospel of Paul. Turn to Paul and listen to him.